Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here's the life of O'Reilly. Are you ready to live it? This is episode number 122 of The Life of O'Reilly, entitled Peg's Job. Today's show originally aired on September 14th, 1946.
Peel for a beautiful smile, The Life of O'Reilly for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it, T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of O'Reilly with William Bendix as O'Reilly. For beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in The Life of O'Reilly. After 17 years of married life, Chester A. O'Reilly considers himself an expert on the subject, and he's always ready to share his knowledge. The other night, for instance, O'Reilly brought home a young man who works at the aircraft plant with O'Reilly, and dinner was just about over.
Gosh, that was a wonderful dinner you cooked, Mrs. O'Reilly. Really wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Morgan.
Mr. O'Reilly, you're sure lucky to have a wife like you've got.
Well, she didn't do so bad either, Bill. I was a very gorgeous bachelor.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Well, you're both very lucky to be so happily married.
Yeah, we sure are. Say, Bill, didn't you say once that you was engaged to some girl of the opposite sex?
Was is right. It's all off between me and Jenny.
Oh, what a shame. Well, what went wrong?
Well, you see, Jenny's a wonderful girl. Only she's very stubborn.
Oh, stubborn, huh? That's bad. Well, what was Jenny stubborn about?
Well, it's about her going on working after we get married.
And naturally, you want her to.
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you how I feel
about it. Does she have a good job?
That's just it. She makes more money than I do.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, the thing is...
And the worst is, her boss is crazy about her.
Oh, you're not jealous.
Well, I think...
Who wouldn't be jealous? Who wants his wife working for a boss who's a wolf? How would you feel, Mr. O'Reilly?
Well, if you ask... That was me you asked.
Yes, sir, I want your advice.
Well, Bill, you take my case. The day we got married... Peg quit her job. And what was the result?
We were both out of work.
Gosh, how did you live?
Well, I came through. I made a subhuman effort and got a job.
But it only paid $12 a week. We almost starved.
That's right. But I faced the situation with my face and did what every self-respecting husband would do. I kept looking and looking until I found Peg a job.
And she took it?
Well, sure, even though her boss was a wolf, too. But did I kick up a fuss? Not me. I played it smart, didn't I, Dumpler?
Well...
Yes, sir. Thanks to the way I handled the situation, after 17 years, I'm still married. And so's my wife. Peg, I'm going out and get some Cokes. While I'm going, you tell Bill how I handle things. It'll be a lesson to him.
Gee, I wish I had a head like Mr. O'Reilly.
Young man, you don't know when you're well off. Riley's sweet, but would you like to hear the real story?
Yes, ma'am. Seems to have worked out all right.
Well, yes, it did. But it wasn't easy. You see, Riley had this job at Monahan's Furniture Factory, where I worked before we got married. And he made so little, we lived in one room lit by gas. We couldn't afford electricity.
Are you home?
Oh, yes, Chester. I'm right here.
But I can hardly see you. It's pitch dark in this room. Now, here's a kiss for my little bride. Peg, your lipstick tastes like varnish.
That's the bedpost you're kissing. I'm over here on the chair.
Oh, well, why don't you light the gas, Dumplin'?
Well, I didn't have a quarter for the meter.
Oh. Well, they say a dark room is great to rest your eyes. But tomorrow is payday, and then we'll get the gas back. Oh, it'll be great to see you again, darling.
Well, I miss seeing you too, Chester. You leave so early and get home so late.
Well, I'll give you a treat. I'll light a match and let you look at me.
Oh, don't be silly. I know what you look like.
Okay, Dumplin', if you ain't in the mood for love, let's eat.
Eat what, Chester? You know we never have enough left to get groceries by the end of the week.
Oh, sometimes I wish we'd never left Brooklyn to go west. Living is high here in Manhattan.
Chester, why don't I take my old job back?
Nothing doing. No wife of mine is slaving for old Monahan. What kind of a man do you take me for? I respect womanhood. I'd rather let you starve than have you support me.
But it was a good job, Chester, and Mr. Monahan liked me.
So did his son like you. That's Sidney. I don't trust him. He looks at you the way I used to look at you.
Sidney was always a gentleman.
Yeah, a fine gentleman. Tried to marry you behind my back.
Oh, now stop it, Riley. Sidney's very nice.
Oh. Maybe you wish you'd married him instead of me. Then you could live in a classy apartment instead of a fourth-floor tenement like this, where every time the elevator train goes by, the motorman can see what you're doing.
Chester, don't let's argue tonight. Do you know what day this is?
Trying to stick me, huh? It's Friday. Our turn to use the bathtub in the basement.
It's our wedding anniversary, Chester. We've been married a whole year.
Wedding anniversary? With Dumplin', ain't that great? Why, this calls for a celebration. Come on, let's go to the Astor Roof. We'll have champagne, filet mignon, caviar, pork chops. And for dessert, I'll give you 1,000 kisses.
Oh, but Chester, we're broke.
Will you settle for the dessert?
Chester, that's Sidney Monahan's knock.
What's that four-flusher doing here? Keep quiet. Maybe he'll go away. His father gives him music lessons, and that's all he can play.
Now, Chester, you be polite. Come in. Why, Sidney.
Well, 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 my little Peggy. Come here, let me take a good look at you under the hall light. Yep, the same beautiful Peggy Pie. Nothing has changed.
Her name has changed. Just remember that, Monahan.
Same old Riley. Come here and let me take a look at you in the light. You look better in the dark.
You're so funny.
Monahan, that wasn't a very polite thing to say.
Riley, don't be rude.
Oh, I don't mind him. I can't get over how you look, Peggy. Let's see. It was only a year ago today you married this lucky baboon.
Never mind the cracks about my luck.
Oh. Now, stop, Riley. Come on in, Sidney.
Lead the way, Peggy Pie. Hey, it's dark in here. Light the gas, Riley.
Yeah, the gas meter, a quarter. Well, can you beat that? I left my wallet home. I mean, will the meter take a 25-cent check?
Don't worry. Tonight the gas is on me. Where's the meter now? Oh, here. Say, I can't get this quarter in the slot.
That's my mouth, Monahan.
Here, you drop it in, Riley. Here's the quarter.
Thanks, Monahan.
Now light her up. Here's a match.
Thanks, Monahan. But just remember, I ain't taking any handouts. First thing tomorrow, I'm paying back this match.
Yeah, there. That's better. Now I'll tell you the nifty idea yours truly thunk up. I'm taking you old married folks out to dinner. All on me. An anniversary present.
Well, thanks, but we ain't hungry. Are you, Peg?
Oh, no, not a bit. I couldn't eat a thing, but I'll force myself for politeness' sake.
Okay, then let's go. You kids slip into your best duds. I'll wait for you downstairs, my new essay.
Oh, come on. Come on, let's get dressed, Chester.
I ain't going.
Oh, but Chester...
I ain't going. If you want to go without me, go ahead.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Oh, please, dear, it's very nice of Sidney to remember our anniversary.
Sounds more like it's his anniversary. That's all I've been hearing around here. Sidney, Sidney, Sidney. If you think he's so wonderful, go with him. Go, go, go.
Oh, I think you're horrible.
Dumplin, now, please don't cry. Oh, please don't. All right, I'll go. Come on, let's go. We'll have a great time, huh?
I don't want to go now.
My mother told me there'd be moments like this. We ain't going.
Quit the kidding, Riley. Come on.
No, we ain't going. Go celebrate our anniversary yourself. What, Dumplin? Are you still crying? Oh, please don't cry. I can't stand to see your eyeballs leaking like that.
I'm not crying, but you were rude and you yelled at me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dumplin, but we're still going to celebrate. I went out to Green Speckles Delicatessen and practically bought out the store. Look what I got. Look, one whole liverwurst sandwich, a bottle of lemon soda, and two straws.
Oh, but Chester, you didn't have any money, and he said he wouldn't give us any more credit.
Oh, well, I gave him security, my suspenders.
Suspenders? Well, they're no security.
They are for my pants. Now, eat the sandwich. Go on.
You take half.
No, I ate already. Honest. Green Speckle was in the back of the store arguing with a customer, and while they were quibbling, I was nibbling. Drink some of this lemon soda. Remember I once promised you on our first anniversary we'd be drinking champagne?
Yes, I remember.
Well, if they made champagne out of lemons, this would be it. Here, drink. No, wait, I want to make a toast.
A toast?
Yeah, it's about you. I made it up while I was waiting in the delicatessen. A toast. Here's to you, my darling wife. There ain't a girl that's sweeter. You'll always be my shining light. So who needs a quarter for the meter?
Chester.
Huh?
Do you love me?
Well, Peg, how can you ask me that? Of course I love you.
And you'd do anything for me?
Anything, Dumplin. Anything. Just name it.
Let me go back to working for Sidney.
Name something else.
But, Chester...
Now, listen, Peg, I will not have my wife...
It's just as I thought. You don't love me.
But what's that got to do with it? And anyway, how do you know you can get the job?
Sidney said he's got a place for a secretary.
Yeah, and I know the place. His lap.
Oh, so that's what you think of me. You don't trust me.
Well, no, Dumplin, I do trust you.
No, you don't.
Okay. You can take the job.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I'll let you work all day for Sidney if that'll make you happy. But remember, when you come home to me, your happiness is over.
Theo will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. Don't wait for that warning signal.
Tender gums.
Serious dental trouble is often forecast by...
Tender gums.
If your gums were tender, sore when you brushed your teeth today, that's nature's warning to watch out. It's often the first sign of serious dental trouble. What's more, dental authorities say brushing with toothpastes and powders which contain harsh abrasives only make things worse. You see, toothpastes and powders contain abrasives. That's primarily how they clean. And you can imagine what abrasives can do to gums that are already tender and sore. That's why I urge you, at the first sign of tender gums, switch to Teal, the liquid dentifrice. Teal contains no abrasive, so Teal does not irritate even tender gums. Teal is good for tender gums. In fact, because Teal is a liquid, it reduces the irritating effect of the brush itself, authorities say. Teal lets you massage your gums gently. Once you've used Teal, the chances are you'll continue. You like the way it makes teeth look sparkling clean, the way it helps sweeten your breath, and gives your mouth a refreshed, tingling taste. So when gums hurt, see your dentist and switch to Teal. Better yet, don't wait for that warning signal. Get Teal now and follow directions on the package. Remember, that's Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the modern liquid dentifrice. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. We left Mrs. Riley telling a young friend of theirs how jealously Riley acted when she went back to her old job after 1 year of marriage. It seems that Peg worked for a former suitor of hers.
So you can see, Mr. Morgan, Riley was terribly jealous of Sidney Monahan, even before I went back to work.
Well, I guess I'd be, too.
Well, to make matters worse, Riley and I worked in different departments, so we hardly ever saw each other. But one day, Riley arranged to go for lunch at the same hour that I did. He was outside my office waiting for me to come out.
Hey, Riley, what are you doing up here in the office?
Oh, hello, Gillis. I'm waiting for my wife. I switched my lunch hour so as we could eat together.
Oh, swell. I'll see you over at Greasy Gertie's.
Ah, no, sir. None of them 15-cent blue plates for her.
Ah, this is something special, huh?
Yeah, I've been saving up. I'm taking her to Wing Ching Hao's Chinese Gardens. Today they're serving their Hong Kong specialty, Yankee pot roast.
Hey, your wife's back working for young Monahan, ain't she?
Yeah, private secretary.
I hear how this here Monahan is a terrific sheik.
Yeah? How do you know, Gillis?
Well, every time I go out with a babe from the office here, she always slaps my face and says, "You're as bad as Sidney Monahan." You know, if it was my missus locked up 8 hours
Listen,
a day...
Listen, Gillis. I trust my wife.
Okay, okay. Don't get excited. I'm just making some insolent conversation. Say, how come she ain't come out yet? It's after one.
Oh, don't worry. She'll be here. She's probably just finishing some work. Peg wouldn't stand me up.
Well, I'll be going now, Sidney. I have a lunch date with Chester.
Okay, Peggy. Hey, now I've been thinking. My father needs a man inside here to handle the furniture in the showroom. The job pays more, too. Maybe I could fix it for Riley.
Oh, Sidney, that'd be wonderful.
Well, listen, my father's home today. Let's run out there and ask him. He thinks a lot of you, too, Peggy.
Well, I'll have to tell Chester I'm going.
Oh, why not surprise him? If my father doesn't give him the job, he'd be disappointed.
Yes, that's right. Well, oh, Chester will forgive me. All right, let's go.
Come on. Out the back door.
Take me out to the ball game. Well, Riley, are you still here?
Yeah. Peg ain't come out yet.
Listen, it's almost 2 p.m. o'clock. That slave driver ain't got no right making your little wife wait past her lunch hour. Go in there and tell her to come out.
No. That's against the rules. I'm only a shipping clerk. The only time they let a shipping clerk come into the office was once last year when the boss needed a blood transfusion.
No one knocking the door. You afraid?
Who's afraid?
Knock louder.
No answer.
Kind of engrossed in their wake, ain't they?
Yeah. I don't like this. I'm going in there and disengross them. Hey, how long do you think you... Hey, they ain't here.
Boy, this is a nifty office. Look at that view you get from this window. Hey, Riley, come here, quick.
What's the matter?
That car coming in the front gate.
It's Monahan's. And Peg, she's with him.
That rat took your wife to lunch. She stood you up for him.
No, Peg wouldn't do that to me. Maybe it was just business.
Don't be a sap, Riley. They're pulling the wool off your eyes. This is the way it starts.
What starts?
First, he takes her to lunch. Then he takes her to tea dances. Then steak dinners. And then, midnight snacks, with lobster thermostat.
The beast wrecking my home.
Oh, Sidney, you're scared.
Listen, Stan,
we're trapped.
Quick, let's duck behind these filing cases.
Oh, Riley, I think...
Shh, quiet.
Oh, look, Sidney. didn't he? We left in such a hurry, you forgot to close the door to the ball.
Ah, so I did.
Oh, my. Look at the clock. We've been gone a long time.
Well, who cares? It was worth it, wasn't it?
I'll say it was.
Gillis, what was worth it?
Boy, I can hardly wait to see the look on Riley's face when I tell him he's through in that shipping room.
He's firing me.
Oh, it's wonderful of you to do this for me, Sidney.
Riley, she's stabbing you in the back.
The same back she scratched for me when I had the hives.
You know what, Sidney? Now I'm going to quit work.
Of course. You can take life easy from now on, Peggy.
Who'll support her?
Don't you get it, Riley? He's going to marry her.
If he tries it, I'll make him pay me alimony.
Oh, you've been so sweet about everything. Oh, Sidney, I could just kiss you.
Well, if you insist, I don't mind.
Oh, you don't. How will I do?
Chester!
Riley!
Chester, you've been eavesdropping.
That's all right, Peg. I ain't blaming you.
Monahan, put up your dukes.
Take it easy, Riley.
I'm coming at you, Monahan.
No, no, Riley, wait!
Oh, my jaw. He's using brass knuckles.
You ran into my elbow. Now, you get up off the floor and listen to me.
I listened enough. I won't stand in your way. I'll go.
I'll wait, you big dope. We were
Don't try to stop me.
But we
were... I'm walking out and I'm never coming back.
But we...
Goodbye forever.
Holy smoke, he locked himself in the vault.
Oh, Sidney, quick, you suffocate in there. I'll open it.
I can't. Only my father knows the combination.
Help, fire, police, fire,
help! Oh, where am I?
Steady, old man. Steady. You're in good hands.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, Digger, what are you doing here?
I've been working over you for the last half hour. Now just lie there. I happened to be here in the showroom when they carried you in.
What happened?
You passed out and I brought you to. Frankly, it's a little out of my line.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. I shut myself up in a vault.
You shut yourself in a vault? Mm. Wait till my colleagues hear about this one.
Listen, Digger, where's Peg?
In the next room, having hysterics. But don't worry. The doctor is there.
Oh, poor Peg. Digger, I'm in an awful jam. It all started with our wedding anniversary.
Ah, wedding anniversary. The first anniversary. The honeymoon isn't over. The flame of love burns brightly. The 10th anniversary. They're getting on each other's nerves. But the fire of love can still be rekindled. And then the 20th anniversary. The fire is full of clinkers. I adore anniversaries. They're so gay.
Well, mine wasn't. Now Peg's leaving me. Maybe if I had a better job, she'd come back.
A job? Yeah. Why not come and work for me? I need someone to help me carry the burden.
No. You got enough people working for you, Digger.
Oh, nonsense. In my profession, we have a saying. There's always room for one more at the bottom.
Thanks, Digger, but I...
Chester! Oh, Chester!
Peg!
Oh, Chester, darling, are you all right?
Peg, you're kissing me. You're still hysterical.
Oh, you big baby. Do you still love me?
Love you? Why, Peg, I'd die for you.
Well, then I'll see you later. Here, old lady. I'd better be shoveling off.
But, Peg, I don't get it. You thank Sidney for firing me.
Fire?
hiring you.
Yeah.
He's transferring you to a better job.
He is? Oh, that's great. Gee, Sidney's lovable. And don't you worry, Dumplin'. I learned my lesson. I ain't jealous of Sidney no more. You can go right on working for him for the rest of your life.
No, I quit. You see, I've been feeling kind of funny lately, and the doctor said...
The doctor's right. Dumplin', I'm a brute. Letting my little wife work. From now on, I'll support the two of us.
Three of us, Chester.
Peg, you're still dizzy. One of one makes two.
Can't you guess what I'm trying to tell you? Soon there'll be a third person coming to live with us.
Peg, you mean...
Nothing doing. Monahan ain't moving in with us.
I'm going to have a baby.
A baby? A human baby?
Oh, yes, Chester.
Well, wait, Peg, darling, sweetheart. You mean we're going to have a baby? Our very own?
Yes, Chester. And I know he's going to look just like you.
What a revolting development this is. A baby.
I gotta get a doctor. Quick, everybody, call the baby. My wife's gonna have a doctor.
Oh, Quick. Chester, stop!
Peggy, darling, let me carry you.
Carry me? Where?
Well, to the hospital.
Oh, Chester, not yet. Not until April.
April? Well, I'll get you a calendar so it don't slip your mind. Peggy, let's go out and celebrate. I'll borrow some dough and we'll have three steaks.
Oh, Chester, I can't eat more than one.
Well, I can. In fact, it's my duty to keep up my strength. After all, now I'm eating for two.
Rileys, we'll be back in half a minute. Are your gums tender? Dental authorities say toothpastes and powders which contain harsh abrasives only make things worse. So clean your teeth with non-abrasive Teel, the liquid dentifrice. That's T-E-E-L, Teel. Good for gums, grand for teeth.
Oh, well, that's about the whole story, Mr. Morgan. You can see how Riley managed...
I got the coax! Oh, Bill, did Peg tell you how neat I handled the situation about her working?
Yes, she did. And it certainly taught me a lesson. I'm going to make things up with Jenny right away.
That's it, Bill. Get married. Get married. It's the only thing for a man to do. You may not believe this, Bill, but statistics prove that out of 110 million married people, almost half of them are men.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teel, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invites you to meet our guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Read how William Bendix leads The Life of Riley in the Woman magazine on your newsstands now. The Life of Riley is produced for Teel by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teel, inviting you to listen again next week. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley. And for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teel. Teel, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully. Ladies, the exciting news these days is Dreft, D-R-E-F-T, Dreft, Procter & Gamble's sudsing miracle that gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Yes, the first suds in history to wash even glasses so clean, they positively sparkle whether you wipe them or not. You see, Dreft is different from any soap or soap flakes you ever used. It can't leave any streaks on dishes the way all soaps do.
Yes, and it's almost unbelievable the way Dreft cuts grease. It just seems to melt away.
Another thing, in water as hard as nails, Dreft makes suds instantly. Gives five times more suds than any soap you ever use.
Dreft is kind to my hands, too. It's just wonderful every way.
That's a fact. No soap in the world, no other suds of any kind, is the same as Dreft. Dreft?
the amazing Suds discovery that gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Get DREFT, Dreft.
Listen again next week, same time, when Teal, for a beautiful smile, brings you the life of Riley for laughs.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and check in on Monday for the next installment of My Favorite Husband. Until next time, in the words of Mark Twain, nothing helps scenery like bacon and eggs.